Aravaca Ranch has been breaking horses since the late 1800s. They're still breaking horses, but today the horses are also used to break young men. The story of horses that teach us the lessons of life is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Ron Searle is the director and founder of the Aravaca Boys Ranch, a working ranch that also helps teenage boys turn their life around. Boys who arrive here don't know their parents have already enrolled them in the program.
Most of the time it goes fairly smooth. Mom and dad leave, and the young man is a little upset that his life's been turned upside down. But within a day or two, maybe sometimes a week, they start settling in. Within a couple months, they love the place, and by the time it's time to go home, they don't want to go.
This ranch near Arizona's Mexican border is a strange place for most young men. At first, Ron's method of working with them might seem strange as well.
Most of these boys are city boys, and they're not interested in horses, they're not interested in cows or chickens or a ranch. But when they get here, the way we respond to them is so positive. We don't invite resistance.
Ron says the program works through the power of building the right relationship with each boy.
If a boy says, you know, I'm not doing something, our answer is, okay, that's fine. Although we don't let him do whatever he wants. But he finds out that we don't argue with him. We don't fight with him. And eventually he realizes that he really can make his own choices, that we respect his ability to make choices.
That philosophy has everything to do with the horses here on the ranch.
Every boy here receives a horse that's never been ridden to train at some point of his progress. And he will train a horse from scratch using the principles of natural horsemanship. And those principles of gaining a horse's trust, getting the horse to recognize you as their partner and wanting to be with you, you're their protector, you're their comfort zone, are all principles that apply to relationships with people.
The boy breaks the horse, and the horse breaks him. The rest of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Aravaca, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.